USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed along party lines Saturday morning by a 50-49 vote. Before the final vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the Democrats for rushing through a bill without any GOP support. He said the previous five stimulus bills were written with bipartisan support, but he accused Democrats of taking advantage of a crisis for this measure.
Five rescue packages totaling $4 trillion, and none of them got fewer than 90 votes. The Senate wrote the CARES Act, Republicans and Democrats shoulder to shoulder. That was the road to real pandemic relief, but Democrats actually wanted, Mr. President, something else. They explained their intent very clearly, to exploit this crisis, quote, as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate on Saturday passed the President's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed along party lines by a 50-49 vote. Following the bill's passage, President Biden thanked those senators who voted for it, saying it was something that the country urgently needed.
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise, to do the right thing for the American people during this crisis, and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed, urgently needed.
The Senate version of the bill contains $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans, though the income cutoffs have been lowered from the House version. Federal unemployment benefits have also been extended, but at a lower level than in the original proposal. Another $400 billion of funding is being provided for vaccinations, expanded COVID testing, the hiring of more workers to administer vaccines, and funding to support hospitals. The bill now goes back to the House for final approval. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Texas will lift all COVID-related restrictions for businesses and its statewide mask mandate next week, but some are asking Governor Greg Abbott to reconsider his lifting of the mask order. Austin Mayor Steve Adler says he's all for lifting some of the restrictions on businesses, but tells Fox News he thinks getting rid of the mask mandate sends a mixed message on the state of the pandemic.
The wearing masks doesn't slow down opening up businesses. It doesn't slow down getting more and more children in school in person. The health folks here in Texas seem to be pretty unanimous that wearing masks help and helps minimize the risk that we're not going to be able to open up schools or open up businesses. We wouldn't put those things at risk, and I'm disappointed that the mandate's been withdrawn. Now, our governor has said that it's still important to wear masks, and I appreciate that, but by removing the mandate, I think we create an ambiguity. There are many people in the state that are hearing that as a message that masking doesn't work, it's not effective, or that we're past concern on the virus.
And the first two tickets to the NCAA tournament have been punched as Morehead State took the Ohio Valley Conference tournament title Saturday night 68-71 over Belmont. Liberty also punched its ticket to the dance on Friday, defeating Stetson 77-64 in the Atlantic Sun tournament semifinals. They'll receive the league's automatic bid to the tournament because their opponent in Sunday's title game, North Alabama, isn't eligible for the NCAA tournament as they're still transitioning to Division I from Division II. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.